It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
If you say so. Is a top five, five of the top five pieces of audio that we think you will love, that you need to hear or you should hear in any given day. Some of the stuff is from the day, and some of the stuff is, might have landed overnight. Some stuff that got hot on the internet that you might not have seen, but also things that are important for the news cycle. For example,
number five,
the governor of the state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, says that a powerful lobbyist and close confidant of Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan should cooperate with a federal probe. Shouldn't everybody cooperate with a federal probe? Why is this news?
I think you should follow the law. It's just an idea. Just a thought. I know it's crazy.
He compared the language used in an email lauding an official who kept quiet about a sexual assault in Champaign to an act of an organized crime syndicate.
I expect everybody in state government and any lobbyist who has information to come forward. And if an investigator contacts someone, they should, and ask them to cooperate, they should cooperate. Not to put a smug grin on their face and to laugh about not cooperating like Mike McClain did. And furthermore, anyone who thinks that it's okay to talk about these things like they're in a crime syndicate doesn't belong in Springfield anymore. We need change.
Yeah, we do. It'll be interesting to see if he can do it, because he's an outsider. Right? Bruce Rauner came in and tried to do it. But it seemed to me that Bruce Rauner lost interest about a month into it. Like, they started redoing the mansion, you know, and they were like, I'm going to live down here. Because remember, he had a Carhartt jacket and a $15 watch, and he'd talk about how, the good old days, and he had this kind
bought of... his clothes at Menards. No offense to Menards.
Yeah, exactly. I bought clothes at Menards before. I like the Carhartt jacket. It's a little...
You get a Carhartt and then a frozen pizza and the dog food all in one stop.
Yeah. So, and a chandelier, just in case you need it. I get it, just in case. So, there is... There was a sort of a countrified thing about him, and I think he just realized that the thing was so endemic and screwed up down there. There was nothing he could do, and I think he just gave up.
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, I just do. It's weird. I mean, I know his heart was in the right place, Bruce Rauner, for sure, but he just didn't see a way around it. The difference, however, is that J.B. Pritzker has a way around it. He has a dedication to this that is a little different. And as a Democrat, he actually has access to the Democrats. Democrats could just run and hide away from Rauner. They weren't going to cooperate with him anyway, and it isolated him. But J.B. Pritzker can step right up into it and say, listen, I am not putting up with this crap anymore. This has got to go. Because the federal government, the federal law enforcement, I should say, is all over stopping these guys. Right? I mean, it's like a shooting gallery down there. It's like a fully stocked fishing pond, and it doesn't seem to be any kind of response. There hasn't been responsibility down there my entire life. And your entire life.
They alone can give politics a bad image.
Yeah.
And name.
I mean, I can imagine a moment. There's anybody listening to us right now, at least as an adult, they've never had. I mean, unless you were born in the 19, I can't think of a time. let me just take that off the table. Where there was good, honest, solid government in the state of Illinois. You know, that the people weren't on the take. And a lot, because the legislators wrote themselves, and it got really wacky in the 1970s, when the first raft of governors going to jail started.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How did this all happen? How did Illinois become this state?
Well, they eventually, the feds started to catch up with it in the 1970s, and that's how they sent Otto Kerner to college, as they like to say. And it just went on from there. And it's basically because there are no rules. There are no campaign finance rules in the state of Illinois that really can stick.
There's a loophole to benefit them.
Right. There's a loophole for all of it. Yeah. There's no limit. Like, you can only give a certain amount of money to a federal candidate. There are no rules in Illinois. You can give a guy anything you want after they've already hit a threshold. And now that isn't that disgusting? Because they found a guy to give him enough to get over the threshold, and then they say, well, now I'm over the threshold. The people who don't have those kinds of connections can't ever hit that threshold. It is an absolute mechanical barrier to success of people who may want to do the right thing.
And the exit bonuses that I recently learned about myself, that's been in the news, that's also ridiculous.
So,
ridiculous.
Right. Well, they get their pension sometimes. And then, now the triple dipping on the pension stuff, that they finally stopped that. But that was it. Now you get one combined unified pension. That's ginormous. All right, stand by. Don't anybody move. First of all, Lauren Lapka. We'll get to your 4, 3, 2, and 1, but Lauren Lapka's got the traffic and the weather. Top 5 continues. 5 most important and endearing and thoughtful things that happened during the day, at least that we have audio of. And if you believe that, I've got a...
Number 4.
The president is threatening a 100% tariff on wines from the European Union. That's
no!
France. I know. That's France. That's Italy. That's Greece. Spain. Ever had a nice Rioja? They're amazing.
Yeah. A lot of the good wines come from over there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a problem.
I know we got nice wines over here. I know. But they've got... But excuse me. Excuse me. And they say they're doing this because the European Union is giving proprietary payments to Airbus that Boeing does not get from the United States. They're trying to protect Boeing here. And really? Of all the things right now that we could be protecting? I think Boeing needs to go and look in the mirror. And I think they need an airplane timeout is what they need. And now we're going to do this for the wines. Well, they talked to, let's see who did this. WGN-TV talked to a wine shop owner, Diversity Wines, Bradford Taylor, about what this means for his business. It's going to give him one of two options because almost all of his stock is from Europe.
We'd either have to raise our prices, which to me would fundamentally change the nature of the business and turn us into purveyors of luxury products for the very rich, or we would have to change the wines we carry and start carrying industrial mass-produced wines, which I'm not interested in doing either of those.
No, that's, I mean, that changes. Everybody carries those, right? If you want that, there's a lot of the big stores.
Yeah.
Have that. I don't know, man. I mean, really? See, the thing is, the president is very strategic about his tariffs because he figures that he knows exactly who his voting base is, and he figures they're not going to be drinking French wines or Italian wines or Greek wines. They don't care. And they never liked him anyway. They don't like wine. They like wine. They like it in a box that they got from Menards, along with a Carhartt jacket and a chandelier.
Slap the bag.
All right. Well, I, for one, am not happy about this. Now, this is Grace Strachman, and she considers herself a casual social drinker. I mean, who doesn't, really, to be honest?
It's what I tell the doctor.
Exactly. That says that paying $40 for a bottle that she used to pay $20 for would force her to cut back.
It will definitely, put a damper on the amount of wine I can enjoy and gift people and things like that.
What about all the health benefits?
They say that doctors are now saying that the health benefit from red wine ends after the first sip. Yeah. If you want to just have like a teaspoon of red wine a day, there's a good antioxidant hit that you're going to get, that you can get from, some gummy in that one aisle that looks nothing like the other aisles at Jewel. It's like wood paneled, and you're like, you got all these bottles. You're like, I don't know. Why is this a fancy aisle and nothing else is fancy here? All right, I'm moving along. I think it's important to do that. That is just too distressing for me.
Number 3.
U.S. Supreme Court denied to hear an appeal of 3 New Hampshire women challenging a law that led to their arrest for being naked in public. They were part of the Free the Nipple campaign. And they say that their rights have been violated constitutionally because men can walk around with, the nips hanging out. Nobody cares. Showing the female breasts, though, is illegal. Now, this fight began in 2016 when Ginger Pirro, I don't think she's related to the judge, is my guess here, was arrested at a beach for performing yoga while topless. So at a recent rally in Minnesota, which, by the way, that would be, you don't want to be topless in Minnesota in January, but whatever, I'm just saying, that's what she was doing. She said, this law is unfair.
Go topless is a nationwide and international thing. If I walked here in my full outfit as I am today, I at least have three men approach me, grab me, yell at me, or say something else. We need to break it down.
Two other women, Heidi Lilly and Kia Sinclair, were busted 3 days later when baring their chests at the same beach in protest at which Pirro was arrested.
Our socioeconomic, the way our social status is as women, and especially women of color, trans women, it gets even further into disparities.
It's kind of hard to figure out how you're being sexualized if you've always been sexualized, if that makes sense.
Not really.
I've been sexualized my whole life.
And I know you have, Kevin. I'm sure that's probably true. Not really in any way, shape, form, or at all. Now, there were men at this rally in Minnesota. I know this is hard to believe.
I'm not a passionate political person, but I find it a little silly that women can't be topless when men can.
Yes. Right.
Dudes, we should go to the Free the Nipple rally. Idiot.
I know. Sir, you're not helping. I just want to say, even his sound,
he's the problem.
Yes, he is the problem. He's the one that's like the lurkers, right? They're like, hey, no, I'm all, you know what? You're damn right. This is a constitutional thing.
You can hear the smirk on his face as he was supporting her.
I'm not a passionate political person.
Right,
but
bro?
I find it a little silly that women can't be topless when men can.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, Chad, you see, I made the 5 o'clock news.
Dude, cool. I hope Becca decides she wants to go Free the Nipple now. Oh, God.
See, again, it's those behaviors. That's the reason why it's a problem. So I get their argument, but, you know, I don't know how you're going to change how women are viewed sexually.
Yeah, you see, that's it. Right. I don't think... I understood. I actually was tracking with the woman, the cut that we had there where the woman was talking about, you know, she's going to the rally and she's getting groped on her way there. And that's a very common experience for attractive women.
Clothes or no clothes.
Right. Exactly. And that's an awful thing. Right. That must stop. But this is not the way to stop it. I don't think this. I don't think if all of a sudden you go, hey, you know, we're equal, so we're going to be naked. That's just not the way the human is wired. It's not, that is not, you. What you do is start prosecuting for people for doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Yeah. I have nothing else to say about that.
Number two.
Recording Academy has announced the latest inductions to the Grammy Hall of Fame 2020 class. Elton John for?
Hold me close, I'm trying to dance.
He was not already in the Grammy Hall of Fame. How is that possible? They had to make a movie about him for him to get in the Grammy Hall of Fame? No one ever heard of Elton John?
That's actually really...
That's shocking. Weird.
Yeah.
The Eurythmics.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
Okay. All right. Neil Diamond was not in the Hall of Fame?
Touching me, touching you.
Every college student now. Sweet. I can't even tell you how many times I heard this song.
Did Purdue used to play this too?
Well, any piano bar, we had the piano man at Purdue, and every football home game breakfast club, you would go out there, or even Thursdays at Cactus. He would play whatever song.
Are you an investor?
Song.
What's going on here?
He would play whatever song you requested, obviously money, but of course everyone always chooses Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. And people drunkenly singing it. Mm-hmm. I never liked that song. And now I can't tell you how much spittle I get in a bar when they start to play that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. People don't even know the words. All right. And now, did they just open up the Hall of Fame that Elton John and this is crazy. Peter Frampton even just got inducted.
Show me the way.
All right. I'm that's I need a full investigation. We're going to do a full Rocontro investigation into the Grammy people and what the hell they're doing there.
Maybe it's songs specifically, that's why. Not just artists.
They're giving Iggy Pop a Lifetime Achievement Award, and now they're just inducting Elton John into the Hall of Fame. There's something wrong with this story. All right. These are specific songs being inducted.
Yes, right. Honor musical recordings. I was going to say, there's no way. There is no way.
All right. Okay. That makes a little more sense, but not a lot. Like, it took them 40 years, 43 years to put, no, 47 years to put Tiny Dancer in the Hall of Fame?
Hold me close, I'm Tiny Dancer.
I need to have a meeting.
Number one.
This is the time we're going to play this and not talk about Bernie Sanders. We're actually talking about Larry David. He went full Larry David on a gaggle of autograph hounds, the Seinfeld co-creator. People sometimes forget that now. He was leaving his season 10 premiere last night in L.A., and before he could get to his car, he was greeted by all these people rushing at him, needing his autograph. Some of these people are professionals who do this. They just want a picture. Some had been waiting 7 hours. And, well, you know, Larry, that character is not too far from who he really is.
Larry, we waited 7 hours for you.
I didn't tell you wait 7 hours.
This is f***ed up. Nobody wants to do this.
We don't want to do this.
Why are you doing it? I've seen you at the airport. Okay? Stop it. Stop this s***. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants this. Stop this. Just stop it, okay? It's so f***ing annoying to do this. To see you all the time.
I've seen you at the airport.
Well, there are professionals who do this. They just stand outside. They even have them in Chicago to stand outside if there's some national celebrity who's in town doing something, some interview, and they're out there with, and then you sign all this. I don't know what they do with it. I think Larry's right. I don't know what the aftermarket is, but maybe these guys are getting like $15 a pop or $20 a pop for the autographs if they put them up on the eBay or wherever it happens to be. All right. That's a good way to promote, by the way. The new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm starts this weekend on HBO.
The top five at five.